listeners of Main Menu. This is Corey Samaha. It's been a while, but some of you may remember me from a while back, but some of you may not. So, anyway, what I'm here to talk about today is something new that was recently discussed on one of the email lists. It's actually a big discussion. So I thought I would talk about it a little bit today. This is, for those of you who like gadgets, this is probably going to be pretty interesting to you, because what this is a talking atomic alarm clock, and it's pretty neat, and we'll be showing you some of the features of it here over the next few minutes. Let's start by giving a physical description of it, I guess is a good place to start. By the way, this company that makes this clock is actually not too far away from me, right here in New Jersey, and it only took a day to get it. I think I ordered it on a Friday, and it got to me on a Saturday, so that wasn't too bad. The clock is more tall than wide, I guess you would say, and on the front of it, taking up most of the front of the clock, is a large display screen. This features the time, it also features the day of the week and the date, so it's very precise. At the bottom front of the clock is two buttons. This is the back button and the forward button. There isn't any like hours and minutes, it's just back and forward. So we'll talk about that in a little bit too. That's pretty much that covers the front. On the top is a large button. It's kind of in the shape of a long bar, which is the button that tells you the time and the date. It tells you both of those. If you press it once, it'll tell you the time, and if you press it twice in the course of about a second, it will tell you the date. So that pretty much takes up the top of the clock. It's not a real big top. On the back is a speaker in the lower back, and on the top of it, I'm not doing this too well, but on the top back, I guess you would say, is a switch and a button. The button is on the left if the back is facing you, and it is the set button, which sets the date and the time and the month and all the time zone and everything like that. Speaking of time zone, this only does support the four U.S. time zones, so unfortunately it doesn't work anywhere outside those time zones, unfortunately, due to the design of this. So, anyway, to the right of the button is the volume control, and it has two settings, loud or soft, so it's pretty straightforward. On the right side of the clock is a three-position switch. When the switch is all the way up, the clock is set to alarm, which means that the alarm is going to go off at the specified time. We'll show you how to set the time also in a second. In the middle setting is off. That means nothing is going to happen. And the bottom setting is announcement. This announces on the change of every hour what the hour is. So, you know, if it's 2:59 and it goes to 3 o'clock, it's gonna tell you that it's 3 o'clock automatically. So of course, if you don't want that, you can have it off. This doesn't allow you to have the announcements on as well as the alarm. I guess they figure that if you're sleeping in the same room as the clock and you have the alarm set at a certain time, you don't want it also giving you hourly announcements. So, it's pretty logical. So, let's start by, I guess, We'll show you what this clock sounds like. First of all, we'll see what the time is now, and just for ha-has, we'll check the date too, and we'll set the alarm and different things like that. I have the clock pretty close to the microphone, so you should be able to hear it pretty good, because this microphone does a pretty good job of picking things up. And I'm going to press the button on the top. Remember I told you before that that is the button that checks the time and the date. So let's press it once and see what happens here.
The time is now 25 minutes past 3 p.m.
Okay, so that's pretty straightforward. It's 3:25, or 25 minutes past the hour of 3 o'clock p.m. And now let's press it twice. What happens if you press it twice?
Today's Sunday, November 11th.
Sunday, November 11th. So that's the date that I'm recording this. Of course, I've set this accurately, so that's pretty accurate. Now, how do you go about setting this? How do you get to the setup and everything? How do you set time and date and everything? Well, if you remember, on the back, I told you about that button on the upper half of the back side of the clock, is the set button, if you're looking at it. So you press it and you hold the set button until you hear the double beep sound. So I'm going to press it and hold it, and you'll see what it sounds like. So let's press that. And I hold it.
Setting year.
Alright, so as soon as you hear that double beep, you let go of the button. And it says setting year, so now I can use the back and forward buttons on the front that I told you about to set year. So let's do that here.
Year 2002.
There's year 2002.
Year 2003.
And I haven't actually checked to see how far this clock goes up. Obviously it's Y2K compliant, but I'm not quite sure how far it does go up. So I'll have to check that at some point. But let's bring that back down here.
Year 2001.
Okay, so now we're done setting the year. So let's press the button again, and this time we're not going to hold it. We're going to just press it once.
Setting date.
Setting date. Okay, so just to let you get a feel for this, let's do that.
Monday, November 12th.
It's Monday, November 12th, and notice this has a nice British accent. So those of you who like that, you'll probably like this. And so there's Monday, November 12th, and we can go on and on and on and on. I'm going to bring it back here to the 11th, since that's the real date.
Sunday, November 11th.
Okay, so let's press the set button again.
Setting time zone.
Time zone. Now, let's see what the options are.
Pacific Standard Time.
Pacific Standard Time, that's pretty straightforward.
Mountain Standard Time.
Mountain.
Central Standard Time. Eastern Standard Time.
Now, I'm in the Eastern Time Zone, so that's what I have it on. And it supports those four time zones. So if you're in any one of those time zones, then you're in luck. And what happens if I hit it again? The set button, that is. I'm back to the set button.
Setting time.
Setting time. And this is where you can actually set the time, and I won't demonstrate that now, but it's pretty straightforward. Once you hit the forward button, the minutes will and hours will go by. This doesn't, one of the downfalls I think that this might have is that there's no button that says specifically, yeah, I want to set the hours, or I want to set just minutes. It's back and forward, and you have to, you know, even though the numbers do go by pretty fast, you have to wait for the minutes to go by, with every hour, so you have to, I mean, there's no hour and minute button separate. It's just back and forward. So I think that might be, I mean, that's not a big deal, but, you know, anyway, I thought it was kind of strange at first. So let's hit the set button again.
Setting year.
Alright, now we're back to setting year. Now, how do we get out of here? Once we're done setting all our options, we press and hold the set button once again until we hear the double beep. So let's do that. Hold it.
Setting complete.
Alright, and it says setting complete, and if I hit the top button again.
The time is now 3:30 p.m.
Alright, so now it's 3:30, and that's probably still pretty accurate. Now, let's show you how, what does the alarm sound like on this? We can find that out pretty easily. What I'm gonna do is set the alarm. Now, what is the alarm set for now? Let's just check here. Now, in order to see, remember I told you that switch on the right side of the clock was a three position switch, which, had the alarm setting, the off setting, and the announcement setting, which lets you hear the announcement every hour on the hour. Well, if I put the switch to the up position, we'll obviously be in alarm mode. So let's do that.
Alarm will be on at 7 a.m.
Okay, now that's what time I usually wake up in the morning to start a brand new day. But let's say, we want to see what the alarm sounds like, so we don't want it going off at 7 a.m. We want it going off pretty soon. So I'm going to set this using the buttons on the front, which is back and forward buttons. By the way, when we were in this setting the options just a second ago, we didn't see anything about setting the alarm. It just went from setting year, setting time zone, setting month, setting time, and it went back to setting year. So how do we set the alarm? The alarm is actually pretty straightforward. You just you can just press the buttons on the front now, so you don't have to be in the setup mode in order to do that. So that's the one unique thing. So just from where I am now, I can just start pressing the buttons on the front, and it will say
alarm set.
Okay, and let's see where we are.
7 a.m.
Now it keeps going like this, but you can hold the buttons down to make it go faster. So I'm just going to hold this button down for a while, and let's see where we go.
Alarm set.
Okay, and it's going at a pretty good clip, and we'll see where we are here in a second. Let's see.
11:04 a.m.
Okay, we're at 10:04. Let's just keep going.
Alarm set.
Okay. I'm just holding the forward button down, and the numbers are going by pretty quick. As I said, there's no hours and minutes, so you just have to kind of watch the minutes go by and the hours kind of tick along with it. So, and we're still going here. Let's see where we are.
5:09 p.m.
Oh, we went a little bit too far. Let's
alarm set.
Just go back here. And
4:17 p.m.
Yeah, that's not where we want to be. Let's just keep going. I'm going back now, so using the back.
2:41 p.m.
I can't get this right.
Alarm set.
Oh man. Okay. Let's see where we are.
3:43 p.m.
Alright, now that's pretty close. Let's see what time it is.
The time is now 3:04 p.m.
We want to get it a little bit. Let's just back up a little bit here.
36 minutes past 3 p.m.
Yeah, that's not bad. So it'll go off in about 2 minutes. So, now the alarm is on, and we're just going to have to wait for the alarm to go off. It's now... Let's check the time.
The time is now 34 minutes past 3 p.m.
All right, well, it's still 34 minutes past 3, so it'll go off in a couple minutes here. And one thing, while we're just waiting here for a second, that I didn't mention in my physical description before was the battery compartment, which is on the bottom of the unit, and it does take two AA batteries, which is pretty standard, so I don't think anyone will have a problem with that. And so that's pretty much all that's on the bottom. And pretty much we have to kind of fill space until this goes off. So maybe I'll just pause things here and come back when this is ready to go off. So we'll see you in a bit.
The time is now 36 minutes past 3 p.m. The time is now 36 minutes past 3 p.m. The time is now 36 minutes past 3 p.m. The time is now 36 minutes past 3 p.m.
We can just... We can hit the off...
The time is now 36
minutes past 3 p.m. Put that switch to the off button.
P.m.
Alright. Now, I just turned it off. Now, how did I do that? Obviously with the switch on the right, which is that three-position alarm off and announcement switch, which will turn that off. So once you're fully aware and awake, you can turn that off. Now, I mentioned that this was an atomic clock, so you may think, well, why do you have to bother setting the time? And this was kind of confusing to me at first. It will automatically set itself, but what I found out is it only does it at certain times of the day. In other words, it's not always checking for the signal from the clock, which is out in Colorado, and me being on the East Coast, we don't get it the best, so sometimes it doesn't even travel at all here, and unless it's nighttime. And I found that when I was first setting this, it didn't start working until about 8 o'clock at night. So depending on where you are, your results may vary, as the saying goes. Anyway, but if you don't want it, I think it only checks at nighttime at certain times. But if you want to tell the clock to check the atomic time, or the atomic clock, to see if it can get a signal, what you can do is you can just hit that set button, which is on the back of the clock, if you remember, and it will beep once, and it will just kind of let you know. I'll just hit it now, just to demo it. So we'll just press the button here. Okay, and it gives a little beep like that. And what it does once you hear that beep is it is now looking for a signal out in, you know, out in the west somewhere, and it will set the clock accordingly. Sometimes it can't reach the time, as I said, so you may find that it may not work until nighttime. But me being in New Jersey, it still works, so I'm sure that pretty much anywhere else it should probably work too. But if you're finding that, let's say it's, you know, 12:30 in the afternoon, and let's say you purposely set it to the wrong time just to see if it will reset itself, what you have to do, it's not going to check during the day. I found this out by reading the directions and also a post on the email list, which is that it only checks at night. So if you want to manually tell it to check the time, you have to do what I just did and press that button, which is the set button on the back of the clock. So that's pretty much it, and I think it's a pretty good clock. And if you want their, I said I was going to give out their web address here at the end. If you want more information, and they have a pretty good selection of products. If you want to see what all they have, you can go to their website, which is www.shoplifestyle.com, and they have a, like I said, a pretty big selection of products, and they're kind of unusual things, not things that you would find every day, so you might want to check them out. Again, it's www.shoplifestyle, that's all one word, shoplifestyle.com. Hope this has been informative, and on behalf of everyone at Main Menu, I'd like to say thanks for listening.